What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to an episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. Man, today, I really don't know how today's episode about to go. Usually I come into episodes prepared, I got notes, but I don't know, I'm kind of just in a wing it mood today. Like, when I say wing it, we about to wing it. I mean, I got a few things jotted down, but not as much as usual, because I'm really trying to freestyle this episode as much as possible, because I don't know how long topics might be or how short they might be and things of that nature. So still trying to make everything flow. But anyways, I won't hold you longer. I won't hold you too much longer. We gonna get down to business, get this thing cracking. You know, it's time to talk some sports, you know? First thing first, boxing. I ain't talked about boxing in a minute. My hopes kind of got let down because, as you all know by now, I was looking forward to the Pacquiao-Spence fight, as I'm sure many boxing fans were. Now we ain't getting it. Spence talking about his eye hurt. He got a torn retina. He can't fight with that. He will get his junk blew out if he fight like that. So there's no fight happening there. But Pacquiao still fight Ugas. I don't even know if I said that right. So if I didn't, I'm not trying to be funny. I ain't never heard of dude. Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I ain't never heard of this guy. I see he a title holder, though. Obviously, I know Pacquiao. So I'm going to root for Pacquiao. But I heard some rumors. You know, I'm kind of confused with Pacquiao. Is this his last fight or not? I've heard rumors saying Pacquiao's about to set himself up for a presidential campaign in the Philippines. So obviously, if he get that, his fighting career is over. But I don't know how familiar people are with Manny Pacquiao. But like, Manny Pacquiao is like, how do I compare? In the Philippines, that is. This man is an elite. He is like, he's thought of as a god in the Philippines. Like, the people worship him. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, I'm saying this as truthful as possible. It is what it is. They worship Manny Pacquiao because, A, he's the biggest fighter to come out of there, out of the Philippines, you know? And he's one of the biggest fighters in the world, period. So, of course, he got a huge fan base. He got a whole country behind him. And then he's a senator out there. He's in a political, you know, picture, too. So this man trying to become the president of the Philippines. So when I say he's a god out there, he is a god. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Manny Pacquiao is that guy. It's crazy. I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, I wonder how he feel if this was his last fight. But I bring that all up and I say I'm confused backtracking because he's talking about it might be his last fight because of the presidential run. But on the other hand, he's talking about he wants to get a taste of Spence, you know, try to work that out again, Errol Spence Jr., or fight Terrence Bud Crawford. So I'm like, yo, is you finna retire or not? He is 42, I think. So, I mean, what you about to do, Pac? It's just, first of all, shout out to him for still fighting at 42, because I'm 19 and I ain't trying to fight nobody. I'm just going to call it what it is. You know, call me a punk. I ain't getting no ring. Shout out to my boy, Demondez. He been going to the gym sparring. He's trying to get me involved. I'm like, nah, bro, that's all you. Nah, man. Fighting is not a game. That's not just something you say, let's go play boxing. When you do that, that's for real. That's that could be life or death sometimes. So I ain't trying to get no parts. Moving on. Detroit Lions. I made a mistake last episode. Said the Lions' first preseason game was on August 6th. It was not. I did also say my sister's birthday was that day. I do stand correct on that. I remember that much. It would have been pretty bad had I messed that up too. I apologize. I swear ESPN said the Lions was playing that day. And then the day of the game, I'm looking. I don't see nothing. Now, I was even downtown Detroit that day too. Not because of the game, but it was pretty crowded down there. So I'm thinking, oh, the game. I'm still thinking the game going on. I get home trying to turn on the game. It ain't no game. So my mistake. But the Lions did play August 13th, a week later from August 6th. And they played the Buffalo Bills. And that was their first preseason game. First game in the Dan Campbell era. First game in the Jared Goff era. Not going to hold y'all up. I didn't watch too much of this game because this was the Tigers' first game in Detroit after Miggy hit 499. So, of course, I want to watch that. Then the Pistons are playing Summer League. So I didn't really watch the Lions that much. But I will say the Lions are already in midseason form. So we got to clap it up for that. Lions are already in midseason form. And I say this because they know how to make a game exciting. Now, y'all follow me here. They were losing majority of the game. Okay? They was losing majority of the game. But it wasn't like they was getting smacked. You know, they was getting blew out. Nothing like that. They were still in the game. And it was still a close game for that matter. So the game was within reach. So I wasn't like at a point where like I'm definitely not turning the game back on because it wasn't like that. They were within the game. So they took a lead with a little over a minute left, right? Now we give the ball back to the Bills and the Lions do what they do best. They let the Bills, not let the Bills find a way to win. We know the Lions. That's not usually the case. Not always that the other team is so good. It's usually the Lions are so bad. And I love my Lions. I really don't like dogging them. Like when we finally start winning, pray to God it happens one day. But when it happens, I'm going to be rooting for them because, I mean, I still watch the game. So it ain't like I turned them away and I came back when they start winning because, no, I'm still watching through the bad. I mean, we all have at this point. It ain't never been nothing good. But the Lions just always find a way to lose, man. And as I said this before, last season, this was all I said about the Lions. We going to get shot. That's the facts. It just come down to how we going to get shot. We either let the ref shoot us in the foot or we shoot ourselves in the foot. But every time you can guarantee we getting shot. I mean, that's just the facts. The Lions going to find a way to lose, man. So, I mean, at this point, I'm really not looking forward to this season. I am, but I ain't. Like, I'm glad we got a new squad coming in, new GM, new coach. It's a fresh start. But how many fresh starts is it going to take? But I will still watch. I'm just not looking forward to the season as much. Like, I just want to see Dan Campbell's demeanor just because of how he's looked in press conferences. I'm sure we about to get some of that energy he displays during the press conferences in the games. Now, I will say this. During the preseason game, he was noticeably pretty calm. And more calm than I think people were anticipating. Now, that could go either way. That could be just him when he coached. And maybe the energy he brings is only during the press conferences. Or he was just like, hey, it's a preseason game. It is what it is. Moving on, Tigers. Miggy, man. Miguel Cabrera. My favorite Detroit Tiger of all time. You know, last episode, I said by the next one, as in this episode, he was going to hit his 500th home run. And I be dog on. I was wrong. And man, has he had some close ones. He's had moments where I thought it was it. I was like, that's the one. Nope. I tell you what, right? Last week, my power goes out on a Wednesday. Yes, it was Wednesday. Cabrera got to the 499 mark that night. My power went out. So I'm like, dog, what am I going to do? Because the game was still on when my power went out. So I'm like, oh, man, what if I missed the at-bat where he gets 500? Because I'm like, what if he had two home runs in the same game and he reaches 500 like this? It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm running out of options. My phone is about to die. My Wi-Fi is gone at this point, so nothing was loading as far as streams. It's 11 o'clock at night. I got to go out to the car at this point. I got to go outside. Pitch black street. You know, not saying that my neighborhood is the roughest, but it's definitely not one I would feel comfortable sitting in the car at 11 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? But I had no choice. I had to listen to the radio because that was the next best option. So tell me why as soon as I turn on the radio, Miggy's at bat. I'm like, I caught it right on time. I'm thinking this was God's way of making it happen just for me. Not the case because he did not hit it that night. Okay, then Miggy didn't play the next game. That Friday night, he was in Detroit. I'm like, all right, that's the one. Nope. I remember Saturday night the Tigers played. I was out, but I kept looking at the TV, looking at my phone, or I would turn on the radio. Like, literally, I kid you not, almost every single time he would get up the bat. Like, I would turn away from the game, and then I would come back right on time. It wouldn't be like anybody would tell me, oh, yeah, Cabrera's about to bat right now. No. I would just happen to turn it on as he's batting. So I just kept thinking, like, this is God's way of making sure He waits on me to turn the game on so I can see it live for myself. A week later, he still not hit that home run. That home run that I really need to see. And what bothers me the most is I'm recording this on Thursday. The podcast coming out Friday. The Tigers are not coming home for another week now. They're going on the road. We going to Toronto. Then we going to St. Louis. I don't want to see him hit it on the road. Them fans deserve to see him do it at Comerica, even though the ballpark in them doggone dimensions, man. Like, if Miggy had a better ballpark, I promise you he'd be closer to Barry Bonds' record at this point, which is like 760-something. I promise you he'll be way higher than 500. I know that, if he didn't spend his majority of his career as a Tiger. So, yeah, the Tigers going to Toronto and St. Louis. Now, Miguel Cabrera did hit 400 in St. Louis. So, will he do 500? As much as it would be nice, I don't want him to do it on the road. Like, I want to be selfish. Let him come back home and do it there. But I feel like a part of it is Miggy got the nerves now. He looking for that one swing. He not just trying to hit a ball no more. He just looking for that one swing. And I feel like that's part of it. I feel like his nerves is bad. I can't take it anymore because I'm scared. The longer this drags out, the higher chances of me missing it. Because the Tigers can be hard to watch sometimes. Like these last few games, they've been getting smacked. Or like the last game you just had where you're up 10-2 and you still find a way to lose. So it's like, it's hard for me to watch a full Tigers game, but I know this moment is coming and I don't want to miss it. Like, I would cry if I missed it, so I can't. And like I told y'all, it's like it's destined for me to see it, because how is it that I'm randomly doing something else, paying the game no attention, and something just goes off in my brain saying, turn the game on right now. And every time I do that, it's Cabrera at bat. So I'm hoping I can keep that luck going in case I do ever turn away from the game and stuff like that again. But I just need it to happen soon so my nerves can chill. I ain't got to worry about missing it anymore. And everybody could be happy. Because, I mean, we all want to see it happen at this point. And it's a list of people who I want to get on the podcast. First person, Miguel Cabrera. How do we make that happen? I know it's a long shot. I know he about to hit 500 home runs, but I want to get him on the podcast, man. He my favorite baseball player of all time, so why not? Next person, Cade Cunningham. You talking about you buffed up? Well, why not come on Buffed Up Sports yourself, brother? I'm just saying, it'll be the perfect combination, the perfect mix, the perfect scenario. Just saying. Next person, you know, it's this guy from Ipsy. He's pretty popular now. He's played on ESPN by now. He's played on Fox Sports, you know, all that. He's got national attention. He's already made magazine covers. He's met many NBA players. I'm talking about Imani Bates. Imani, if you're listening, why not come on? I'm coming to you publicly asking you to come on Buffed Up Sports. I have no shame. Put my pride to the side asking another man for a favor. Because I really want you to get on the show. Two guys from Ipsy, both chasing their dreams in different ways. Just want to talk, have a conversation. I ain't going to do you like Wendy Williams. We ain't got to talk about no hard-hitting questions. I just want to have a conversation. That's all I want. That's all I ask. If we can make it happen, let me know. I'm easy to find. Next person I want to get on. It's kind of a duo. It's the Garzas. Luca Garza. And his father, Frank Garza, who, shout out to Frank Garza, man. Shout out Papa Garza. Tagging me on Twitter. And he, we be having a ball on Twitter now. We friends now. If he ain't know it, me and Papa Garza, we friends. Yeah, we love talking to us some Detroit basketball, talking about Luka, who I was feeling Luka in Summer League. So that's the next topic. Let's talk Pistons Summer League. We didn't win the chip. You know, I was expecting us to go in and win the Summer League championship. We didn't do it. We went 3-2 in Summer League. But, hey, it's hard to do that when you got two players out, both the Isaiahs, that is, Isaiah Stewart and Isaiah Livers. Plus, we ain't had no bench in our Summer League. I mean, the bench was terrible. Starters come out swinging every game. Bop, bop, bop. We hitting everything. Next thing you know, we down. And we lose. But here's some things I noticed from Summer League. I know not to pay too much attention to Summer League, but it's some things I noticed because you gotta pay some attention. Sadiq Bey. I see him trying to develop that ball handler and creating his own shot skill to his game. He's going to need more work because he had some moments where he would create his own shot, but it was many times where he was forcing as well. And then he was asked to bring the ball up the court. I feel like his vision just wasn't there. His pass vision wasn't there when it came to the break, bringing the ball up the court. And just in your normal offense, when you're trying to either shoot your own shot or pass to a teammate, because it would be times he's trying to create his own shot, and I'm like, you got a whole teammate wide open. Got to kick that rock out sometimes, brother. If he doesn't develop that part of his game, I don't think it'll be the end of the world, because he's still a great defensive player. He can knock down the three. We know that. And he can rebound the ball. So, I mean, if he doesn't get that creating his own shot part of the game down, it's not the end of the world. It would be nice if he was to develop it, because now you're looking at high status. I'm going to put it there. Don't want to put a ceiling on it, but you're looking at high status. Saban Lee low-key got a strap. I don't know what he was doing in the summer, but that boy was definitely in the gym. I don't know how he got it, but he got a strap now. Again, summer league, so let me pump the brakes, but he was shooting that thing in summer league. So, hey, if he can keep it going regular season, we good. Killian Hayes still struggling to shoot the ball, but he still knows how. I still like what I see from him as far as a floor general. He knows how to pass the ball. It's just his teammates don't always make the shot that he's giving them. Also, his defense is pretty solid. I've liked what I've seen from him on defense. Cade Cunningham, our number one pick. Also like what I've seen from him on defense. I think Cade Cunningham is going to be fine in the NBA. He has shown he can create his own shot. He could go off the catch and shoot. I would like to see him, you know, ease up on the turnovers. But I think he's going to be fine. Just getting accustomed to his teammates. I feel like that's the main thing, developing that chemistry. Once he does that, then I think he'll be fine. But defense, he can shoot. I like to see him get to the line more. I know a lot of people said that. But the main problem I had was the turnovers. I felt like he made too many. So before we wrap up, I want to talk about some key Pistons games I want to go to this year. We don't know all the dates yet, but it has been announced that the Pistons are opening their season at home versus the Bulls October 20th. My prayers were answered because I have a night class on Tuesdays. So I was like, do I go to class? Do I go to the game? Y'all know which one I was thinking. I refused to answer on air. But that's the dilemma I was dealing with. But my prayers were answered because the game is on a Wednesday. So 9 times out of 10, long as no crazy circumstances show up, knock on wood, I'm going to that game. And I want to see the Pistons open at night. Cade Cunningham open at night. I think it's going to be a good one. Playing the Bulls too? The team's biggest rival in history? Even get to see Lonzo Ball, who I'm honestly a fan of. I'm not going to get deep into that. So not only do I want to go to that game this year, but I want to go to whenever they play the Warriors. I've never seen Steph Curry play. I went to a Warriors game about 3 years ago, and the reason being, I want to see Steph Curry because he's honestly my favorite player, excluding any Pistons. So yeah, Steph Curry, want to see him. He got hurt like a game or two before they were scheduled to play the Pistons, so I didn't get to see him. So my feelings were hurt, still hurt, because I was that close to seeing Curry. I want to go to the Lakers game. I've seen LeBron many times, but it's the Lakers, man. You can never see LeBron enough. Plus my cousin want to go. Shout out Rajanae. She loved her some Russell Westbrook. So we going to make that happen, because just let me know. Whenever they release the schedule, we link up. We'll find a way to get to that game. Then, of course, I got to go to the Houston Rockets game, because I might just start a riot if I see Jalen. If I'm within arm length of Jalen Green, I'm starting Malice at the Little Caesars Park. It's like, no, I would never do that. But I would want to deep down. I wouldn't, because I like going to Pistons games too much. I don't think anything is worth getting banned for. If a guy was to hit me at a Pistons game, you call me all types of punks, whatever, because I ain't hitting back, because ain't nothing that serious enough for me to get banned from going to another game. So I'm going to not put my hands on Jalen Green. Pause. But he deserved to get dealt with. So I hope the Pistons smash him, destroy him, all that. I don't want him scoring anything. Like, shut him down that night. I want Cade to go off, because I'm sick and tired of this fool, jabroni, dummy, idiot, whatever you want to call it, I'm being disrespectful because he being disrespectful to my team. So we going to call it like that. But how is it that a month ago, I want to live in Detroit. Now you backtracking like, oh, I didn't want to live in Detroit. I just want to be the number one pick. You sound like a little kid who can't get his way. Or like, I'm going to break up with y'all first when we already done. Like, I told you stop calling my number. Why are you saying, oh, yeah. Or remember when Trump said the Warriors weren't allowed to come to the White House after the Warriors already said they weren't coming after they won the championship? This is what this reminds me of. Like, Jalen Green, bro. Your feelings gonna get hurt if you keep talking crazy on Detroit. Because we love our team too much. Like, these fans will embarrass you. Like, I don't know if Buddy realized it, but I was at the draft party at Little Caesars Arena before the pick was even made. This is when the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, was coming on to the podium to even say, welcome to the 2021 NBA draft, da-da-da-da-da. And as he's doing this intro speech, they showing all the rookies in the green room. They show Cade. Crowd goes crazy. They show Jalen Green. The crowd starts booing. And again, it's a chance this guy might still be our pick. We didn't want him. It's like, who cares if he didn't want to come to Detroit? We didn't want him anyway. Man, I just had to edit out my whole outro because I told y'all, every time I put an episode out, something happens soon as I'm done recording or as soon as I put it out. This time I caught it. Barely, but I caught it. Anyways, Pistons have re-signed Hamidou Diallo for 2 more years. So, that's something. All right. With that being said, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJ Hunt 36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. And if you can, please subscribe, leave me a rating, and leave me a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Now just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. And don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.